The federal government is facing growing backlash over its decision to get rid of the capital gains tax discount. It's part of the centrepiece of last week's budget, getting rid of property tax perks in a bid to help more first home buyers and fewer investors into the housing market. Labor plans to limit future negative gearing to new builds and scrap the 50% CGT discount. From July 2027, it'll be replaced by a new discount based on inflation, with real gains taxed at a minimum of 30%. The change will impact property as well as other asset classes like shares and crypto. This has sparked backlash from younger investors and owners of small businesses and startups. Many are calling for the CGT discount to remain in place for the profits made when shares and businesses are sold. Sam Ma is the Chief Executive and Principal Advisor at GovTech Australia, which represents emerging tech leaders.
In this bill, we've got sort of those passive assets, so property and the like. And then we have what we kind of tend to think of productive or active assets, which is sort of the small business sector. So I think that trying to treat them as the same is actually the problem. We need to have a separation of those two types.
The campaign against the measure is gathering pace. 40 Australian founders aged under 40 have written an open letter to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese calling for a rethink of the capital gains tax changes. And some business owners have posted memes depicting the PM as their business's new owner. It's based on the idea that without the 50% discount, a small business owner faces a tax rate of up to 47% when they sell their business. The federal opposition has jumped on the bandwagon. Shadow Treasurer Tim Wilson has called the AI meme trend an organic moment of protest.
The innovators, disruptors, risk takers and builders of this country have worked out this Prime Minister. He's the guy in that group assignment that does none of the work but still wants the grade.
But it's unlikely anyone would pay a 47% tax on a capital gain. Sam Ma says there's a misunderstanding about what the policy actually means.
I think that it's just a response to people feeling unsure and uncertain and not knowing what's going to happen next. It's not broadly correct, and in some cases that will be the case. There is some grandfathering that we've been assured will happen. There's all sorts of other kind of, you know, parts to this policy. There's a lot of nuance to it, but at the moment it's not broadly understood.
The government's been defending the measure. It's arguing that the criticism is unfair and factually incorrect, as it ignores that the 50% discount will be replaced with another based on inflation. Labor is planning to introduce the draft bills reining in negative gearing and the capital gains tax discount in early June. The PM says the government is consulting about how to ensure the tax changes don't disproportionately hurt or disincentivize startups and venture capital.